Blog Talk Radio. To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, December 19, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with... Uh-oh. Did we miss a cue?
Oh, nope, my bad. I had the mute on. I said, good morning, TNT. Because it is still morning. We barely made it, but we're here. All right. So, anything out yesterday?
No updates went out yesterday. So, we'll just start fresh.
Okay, guys. So, if you're looking at the news articles or you're watching TV over in Iraq, you're seeing that they did vote three ministers in. There is controversy about the three ministers. On TV, they're saying that they're going to challenge it in court. And news articles are saying that Parliament approved them and they're done. They got five more to go. So, supposedly what's going to happen is tomorrow they're going to take another vote because they tried to get five of them done yesterday. They only got three. They're going to submit five new names tomorrow. They're not telling anybody what the names are until they go to the meeting, is what they said. But they do plan on voting again tomorrow, and they're saying they're going to complete the government tomorrow. So, for 6 weeks in a row, they've been saying that every week. It hasn't happened. Let's see what happens tomorrow. So, that's what we're looking forward to. Put it simple, everything else is done that we keep hearing. All banks are ready. Our banks, their banks, laws are in place. All we need to do is see these ministers. Now, they did say the two that have been controversial have been removed, which is one thing we've been waiting for. We just don't know who the two new names are that they're going to put in there for tomorrow. But it should make a world of difference. Curtis said their money has been released. I know my guy got paid. He said everybody else in Kurdistan should be paid within the next 2 days. It supposedly is at the new rate. And it's like they've been saying, or they have articles that came out today saying that the new reforms should be in place by the end of the year. That's exactly 12 days from now. Should be in place, it says, by the end of the year. So, one way or another, we can still look for it. Our only thing is, they write it, they say it, but will they really do it? That's all we're waiting on. So, it's a good day, though. I'm here, nothing we can do about it, but wait and see what happens tomorrow. It's going to be a huge milestone. If they do get them all done tomorrow, and we know what to look forward to after that. So, all right, Ray, what we got?
Okay, let's see. A few questions here. RV already says, any idea why Mahdi doesn't just appoint the remainder of the cabinet? I believe past prime ministers have done this and everything worked fine.
Yeah, they weren't really concerned with, or Maliki wasn't really concerned with, you know, getting jailed or hung or anything with past presidents. This administration is supposed to be a little bit different. Iran wasn't under all the sanctions with the U.S. trying to ruin their economy with past presidents like they are right now. So they're trying to keep influence to make sure those things don't change. So it's a little bit different. Trying to keep in there. But hoping you're right and tomorrow's over.
Okay. Sandman says, are you confident? Sandman says, are you confident that U.S. banks are preparing for the next 4 days in the normally hectic season?
Well, I didn't say they were preparing for the next 4 days. I don't think so. You must have got that from somebody else. They are ready to go. I mean, whether it is the next 4 days or 5 days, when it's whatever it goes, yes. And it's always, every year, been during this hectic season, especially for the last 4 or 5 years. So, yes, they are prepared for it. And yes,
okay,
I'm confident that they're prepared. Go ahead.
Okay. Buckles 102 says, since a lot of people have been allowed to exchange prior to the RV, what is the highest rate you have seen or know of that they may have exchanged at?
I'm not going to say it was a lot of people to start with. We know a few people when they were testing the system of that. This latest ones, we haven't gotten any rates as to what they were running through. But all you got to do, guys, is look at the price of oil. As you see it go up, you know the rate's going up. As it goes down, the rate is going down. So we're still within the area where they wanted to be at $56, which was going to bring it in at a little bit over $4. Now, I know there's some people out there who already sent it to me, who already heard that somebody did on their call last night. Before you guys seen it, the Kurds got $317 billion, and it comes out to $5.58, supposedly going to be the exchange rate. I didn't use those numbers because I don't even know how you can figure it out just because that's what they got. You don't know how many people got it, how much each one got or received is what you'd have to know in order to know what the rate is. But that's what's out there. I'll go with it. I hope it is. But we'll go from there. Whatever it is, we're going to take it because we're down to the end. And more importantly, it's not about the rate anymore when we're this close. When we bought enough, we're going to continue to buy. You know, I was out last night and I was smoking cigars and having scotch. Because that's what I do, if you guys like that. And this lady walked up to me, and some of you might know her, and I hope she don't mind me using her name. But it was this lady named April. And she said, somebody in there told me to come out here and talk to you. You know, you're Tony. And I said, yeah, I am. And we went through it, the whole TNT thing, and she didn't ask me what the rate was. They ask two things. They ask, hey, what's holding this up? And then afterwards, how are you going to form the groups of people that want to do businesses, that want to make money with their money? How are you going to form the groups that want to, you know, create legacies for their family? I mean, she was more concerned with the what do we do after, because that's where we should be. What kind of investment opportunities are you looking at? How do you make your money grow? And how those relationships are going to work out? And when we're this close, that's what I'm looking at. I know everything's done because both the banks are telling me it is. We're done. We're just waiting. I mean, I'm being told that the names are already picked and this has just been a show to get us right here. That's all. That's why they delay it every week. That's why they've said that. They've been knew who the 8 ministers were. But they wanted to get to this point or to the end of the month. That was their goal. And hopefully that's where they're at. and then it's going to be released. I tell you guys, you're not going to see the Lord Denoms, like some idiot out there tells you, a week or 2 weeks before the rate changes. Now, I mean, who does that actually make sense to? They're going to put out the twos, the fives, the tens when they're absolutely useless, but going to guarantee the world and every investor out there, every hedge fund, anybody even thought about the dinar, yep, we're getting ready to do it. There's your proof. There's the twos, the fives, the tens. So everybody rushes and buys a dinar. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going to see. Believe that if you want to. But anyway, we're at a good place. That's what's going on. All right, Ray.
Let's see. Where did I stop? Buckles 102 says, I read an article yesterday that they were trying to limit the amount that the Group 4B and the public could exchange for. It wasn't you that said it, but wondering if you have any information on this subject. Apparently, this was a meeting of some bankers and so-called elites that this came from.
I don't even know what to say. I got to go through so much of this crap all the time. They're not going to make that decision. Nobody can limit how much money you get to exchange. I don't think, even if they said that, as far as a million, a billion, the rules there, especially not just a group of bankers. I'm saying if you have currency, you're going to be able to exchange it, guys. There's no secret meetings going on. If the Treasury was going to set a rule, then the Treasury would have to do that. And the law has to come out. These guys are just coming up with this 4A, 4B. We're going to see 4C, 4D. I don't know, to talk about something or have something to put on their site. There is none. There are groups out there. And I told you guys years ago, there were 300 legitimate groups, 300 of them. The majority of them have already been paid through SKRs. And they exchange someone for 50 cents, 75 cents, $1.10 years ago, thinking they were going to get paid before everybody else. All they got was an SKR, and they've been waiting on that money ever since. There's a huge group here that we all know about that is a legitimate group out of Nevada that's going to go the exact same time you do. They're not going before you, ahead of you, not 2 hours in front of you. It's going to be released at the same time. The only difference is all those people in those groups are going to have to sit around and wait for somebody to give them their money and decide how much they get, how it breaks down, whoever their paymasters are, and it could take them the next 2 or 3 months to figure that out. We're all going to dial an 800 number, go to the bank, and do our transactions. That's the difference. Okay?
All right. Little Dog says, at times, last week being one, you said the RV does not hinge on Iraqi politics anymore. At other times, example this week, we seem to be waiting for the Iraq cabinet to be finalized. Can you explain this variation, please?
Yeah, I can. So, supposedly, the Iraq ministers are already picked. They already know who they are. This has all been a farce to get us to this point, or whatever point it is, at the end of the year to go. So that means somebody else has set that date or time. But they've been using the ministers as an excuse not to release it until they want it released. Now, we've heard that from this side, from our committee people, from government people. It's all done. It's over. It's just been sitting there waiting. We heard it from over there that it was done weeks ago. and the ministers were chosen weeks ago, and they were waiting to make it public. So why they wanted to drag it out to this moment or this date and time was the question, but Iraq did everything they needed to do. All that needs to happen is the announcement needs to be made. And that's what we've been trying to figure out. You know, there's a show, what they want everybody to see, and then there's reality, what's going on back there, whether it's the price of oil, whether it's moving, you know, Iran around, we don't really know, but we know they had a date. It was this quarter, supposed to be happening by the end of this year. We know they're going into 2019 with, you know, hopefully a new rate. We know that's the plan. We just don't know what day. All right.
Okay. Orlando One says, on Friday's call, Tony indicated that he was not looking for the RV until after 4:45 p.m. I've read comments that it's not likely during market hours because of the buy-sell increase. Is that your reasoning?
My reasoning is it's not likely during market hours because there are too many transactions taking place around the world. People would get caught up in a transaction in the middle of in a rate change, which would cost people hundreds of billions of dollars. Cost them as the rate changed. It would be a convoluted mess, and they're not going to do that. And I don't just mean on Forex, because people would make money on Forex. I mean the global traders, the market traders, in the middle of their transactions. Banks, as they go and buy something, you know, this morning you go there and they sell you something and find out 2 minutes later that the rate was really $5, and they just gave you 50 times what they were supposed to give you. Nobody's going to put them in that situation, guys. It's just not going to happen. It doesn't make sense to anybody. I mean, it really has a brain in their head. And I know that was kind of degrading, but still, we've talked about it so many times. That just doesn't make sense. Okay?
All right. Mustard Seed says, do all the Kurds have IQ cards and are now millionaires?
They do have cards, as all Iraqis have cards. So, again, even though they get what's equivalent to $1 million, it's not $1 million. When the rate changes throughout, the value of it will change. Now, again, we know they got it. They put it out in writing. Everybody knows they got paid. Everybody knows they got paid huge amounts. And I said, how long can they hold that on their card before they're able to use it? To be honest with you guys, which I always am, so sometimes you guys don't like it, but I just tell you what I hear. Again, we're right at that point where it hinges on tomorrow, do they unveil the curtain? Because that's what's going to happen. Once they do that, they know there's no other excuse. They put out articles yesterday, today, and they all say it's time to give the people the reforms. So we're going to see what happens. All right?
Okay. Mustard Seed continues. Can your friend spend the money showing on his card?
I don't know. I didn't ask him, could he spend it? He said it's there, so I would suppose he can spend it. As I said on Monday's call, if I had it, I'd go buy everything I could right now at the current rate before it changed over, if they gave me that much.
All right. Sunstar says, any news from the CBI and the IMF you can share?
No news. So everybody's waiting to see if they do this.
All right. Iffy says, we have been hearing the dinar exchange stories, yet was wondering if Tony still holds that we should be buying dong. And what is the latest market rate being reported on the dong?
I did ask for rates this morning. I didn't get any rates. And yes, I always said buy dong, guys, because it's the cheapest, easiest. I think everybody can do that for $50 or less. at least go buy another million, another million. If they keep stretching it out, you should just keep getting richer. It's easier than buying a million dinar every month, and the return is better. That's why I keep saying buy the dong, because most people can afford to do that. Okay?
Okay, see, Ruby.
Great.
Let me read this paragraph. It says, I have talked with an attorney about setting up trusts for my children and grandchildren. I stated I wanted so much to go into each trust monthly. I was informed all I needed to do was set up a checking account with their names and mine and place that money in their accounts from a savings account. This does not seem right to me. No. This is what an attorney told you. This does not seem right to me. Can you explain if this is possible? Rather than set up a trust for the family, will this cause tax to be charged on these accounts if I open seven accounts on my checking accounts with each one having their names as well as my? Yeah, it sure will. If you just open accounts and put money in it and it grows, that is going to be taxable. You have to look at what it is you're trying to do. If this is for college, there's college education savings accounts that you can establish for your children and grandchildren. Children and, well, anyway, for school-age people, you can put college education savings accounts in place. Maybe that's what the attorney was telling you by putting money in an account. You probably meant a qualified account for education savings, and that would grow tax-free. So, have him to explain it more to you on what he's referencing, and that's what you're trying to do. If you just want them to have school money, you can do that. Then when they get of age, they can take the money and use it for school purposes and not have to pay any interest on it. Lena, wouldn't you think in order to get the RV, the government has to be seated and investment laws passed in order for companies to feel secure in their investments?
I would think, yes, investment laws do need to be passed and are passed. And they are ready for investors to come into the country right now. I think their government is a functional government already, and they've said that it's a constitutional government. They really still do not, by law, have to have all of the ministers in place. They just want to have them all in place. So we know who's going to be in charge of the country and the money. The defensive position, integrity position, are going to be the ones who actually control all of this new money. And everybody wants to know who that's going to be before they release it so they know how to set up things to act accordingly, both the U.S. and Iran. So it's important positions. So, yes, they do have to be in place. They are in place. The government is in place. They have a prime minister. They have a government. That does not mean every single position in a government needs to be replaced. You can look at our government. There's still 2,000 positions, a little bit over 2,000, that have not been filled. And it's been 2 years. We got a maybe functional government. We got something going on out there. We'll see. So no different than anybody else. We still have positions, you know, that are just like theirs, under investigation. People are resigning. People are acting in different positions. Hasn't stopped us. Doesn't have to stop them, except we're the ones holding it back. Okay?
All right. We're going live. And I think this is the first time ever that I can remember, first caller, 610 area code.
Hey.
That's G-Man. Hey.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony.
How you
good
get
morning.
To be the first one?
Yeah, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, those of you who were new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order, made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is now available on that donation page. And if you are already familiar with and using the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic and make your donation electronically. And for all of you out there who have donated in the past, all of you who will donate today, and all of you who will donate in the near future, on behalf of Tony and on behalf of Ray, thank you very much for your donations. They are very much needed and very much appreciated. Ray, Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all that continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Right, make it a dynamite day.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
951 Erico, you're on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good morning.
Tony, question. Any word on the Zim as far as it's still going to be going in the basket and all that? Are we still – if you can just give me an update on the Zim, I'd appreciate it.
As far as I know, the Zim is still in the basket. It's still going. And I can't wait for it to go and be over with. But, again, as I've been telling you guys every week, the bank keeps saying it's still on the screen. They keep saying they're going to pay it out. So we're going to wait and see what happens. I don't understand it. Again, like I told you guys, everything I'm reading is going on there. But they're saying it's still on their screen.
Okay. That sounds good. And the other question I have is that I know that some people have been paid, paymasters, some whales have been paid, certain individuals have been paid, but yet when it comes to us, the internet group or whatever, we're always having to have to wait for this and for that. Why is it that those other people didn't have to wait and we're in the position now that we're very close, but we have to wait for this thing or that thing? If you understand my question, can you explain that to me?
Absolutely. I understand it, and I can explain it, but you're not going to like it. But it's because those people have privileges that we don't. It's because they need it for people to go through, and the banks got to choose who those people were, and it wasn't you and me. It's no different than when all the government people were going through, and they went through, and then they got to pick their brother, sister, cousin, uncle, and they went through all the way down to Senator's maid went through, and she got paid because, you know, they have lists, they have people, and they have privileges. It's not going to change. What's going to change is once we do get paid, we will be put on some of those lists, and we're going to have privileges that the rest of the country is not going to have. That's just the reality of it, guys.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And you said you had mentioned that you'd ask about rates today, but they weren't going to give them to you, or they could get back to you, or what was the final?
So far, they have not given them to me. I have not been given any rates.
Okay.
So I did ask. I just haven't received any yet.
Okay. All right. And you're looking pretty good this week. That maybe something will break by Sunday or something like that. Is that be a good summary of the call that you feel that this is we're just about there then, correct?
Okay. What I've been told, I'm going to tell you guys again, is everybody thought this would already be done because they thought they were going to do the ministers already. If they do the ministers tomorrow, like they say, and they do all five of them, this is supposed to occur in the next couple of days, if that happens. But most importantly, they expect this to be done by the end of this month.
Okay.
It could be, there's only 12 days left, is where I'm looking at it. By the end of this month, they have the 2019 budget out already. They want the new rate to be activated with the budget or before the budget is the goal. So let's see what happens.
Right. Sounds good. Hey, guys, appreciate it very much. I'll let the next caller come on in. You guys have a great day, and we'll be watching. Appreciate it. Okay, Tony?
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
713. Okay, William, I get ready to be waterboarded. I could say they usually follow each other.
713.
No, I'm not going to waterboard you, man. No, that ain't me.
Okay.
I'm nice. You know, ho-ho, Merry Christmas and all that stuff. I'm not a bah humbug guy, okay?
Yeah. All right. What's going on?
How y'all doing today?
Fantastic.
Man, I'm super fantastic.
The Instagram.
Great.
And you, sir?
Glad to hear it, man. I am wonderful, fantastic. The only thing that's going to make me better is when we have an 800 number. But besides that, life is as holly and jolly as it can be for this time of year.
All right.
Okay.
So, questions. You did say... Oh, no, I drew a blank on that one. Sorry. Okay, so as far as the rate, you know, I know you said you asked about rates. I'm not asking about that. But as far as their currency, it is considered – is it considered international, the dinar, yet, or is it not – I just kind of want to get a little clarity on that.
The currency is international. There's several banks that have now accepted it. It's on everybody's list. It's paired with more than just the U.S. dollar. They are telling their people over there in articles out that it is international. We are looking on the screens, it is international, and it is fluctuating with several pairs that they've listed there. So it is on Forex, you can see it. I don't know any more international needs to be except for a rate change so we can run to the bank with it.
Got it. All right. I appreciate it. As far as... anything, any of these, you kind of already got this question, so actually I'm going to let that go because you didn't explain that. My other one is, you know, I kind of get what you're saying. I think that it is what you're saying here, that it's trying to run out the clock, you know, on this thing. It's a show, this whole thing with the ministers. But my question is, if it's not, can't Mahdi just take those two positions himself, name himself Interior and Defense Minister? Is that true? He could do that.
Yeah, they said that weeks ago. He
could
take both
thought.
Of them and ask and do all this next year. He could say, I'm going to assume all these positions right now, and we have a functional government. I'm going to make the decisions, and I'll work out who's going in them in next year.
Right.
But if he would have did that, then they would have had to show us the rate already, right?
Right.
We had to make some changes.
Right.
So instead, we get to see this big show.
The big show. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the only way to worry about is those two. And they can do that at any time and still get Maliki and still have things with Iran. And it's going to come down to what it's going to come down to tomorrow anyway. They know those two names weren't ever going to go because Sadar was never going to agree. Kurds were never going to agree. We knew it had to come right here to where it is. They're saying they're replacing those two names, but they're not telling us who, because they want to vote on it tomorrow. They could have did that 6 weeks ago, because they knew that's what it was going to come down to. So all this has been, what we've been told, just a show, just a delay, every Tuesday they say next Tuesday. Well, why are you doing it a week at a time when all you have to do is make a change? But everybody can see that. But
right.
It's part of politics.
It's part of, yeah, it's, I mean, I've said it before. I mean, one of my best friends was born there, and I know a lot of Iraqis, and this is how they do things. It's par for the course with them, you know. So
yeah.
I guess that gets it for me. I just, you know, my only question or worry is just because it is Iraq and it's their politics, and since you've said they listen to you over there, what do they call you, the hot dog king or something? What'd you say it was, your nickname over there?
Hot dog king. As a matter of fact, he told me this morning, he said, you know, everybody's still listening to you. Everybody listens.
Good.
I said, okay.
All right. Well, then this message is for them. If it really isn't all done, and this is still you're going round and round, Mahdi, step up and take what's got to be done. That's all I got to say. God bless, man. That's it, man. You know,
well,
to me.
Okay, let me clarify. When I say they listen, he means the citizens of Iraq, really in Baghdad, yeah, they listen in the cafes. Now,
right.
I do know that there are people in power, I'm going to say, in Kurdistan, who actually listen to our call. I can tell you that for a fact because they've sent me messages and we go back and forth, and I've already been invited over to ceremonies and things like that over there. So they definitely listen to the calls.
Sure.
And there were people in Baghdad who were in parliament who listened to the calls. So just, I'm not sure Mahdi listens to the calls, but I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
right.
What I'm trying to say is the people of Iraq put some pressure on, you know, do your thing, you know, you know, enough is enough. You got to say enough is enough is what I'm saying. That's all I was trying to say to the wonderful people of Iraq, you know.
Well, you know, fortunately, we knew we were going to get right here to where we were yesterday. They were, you know, in the streets. They're upset. They're burning chairs in the street, and they're saying we want the reforms. Now, they received everything except what? The money.
Money.
They received everything else. It's all working and getting jobs and getting education, lying everything else. They just need the money. Well, that was the start of it yesterday. So they weren't going to meet until Tuesday again. But after that, yesterday evening, they came out and said, you know what? We're going to do it on Thursday instead. Because they gave them 48 hours to come up with new names. He said, we're going to vote on Thursday instead of waiting until next Tuesday. So maybe it did have an effect.
Okay. Maybe it did. So your gut on them tomorrow, I know it's Iraq. You never know until they actually do it. They say they're going to do something 1,000 times before they actually do it, you know. Or they'll say it one time and then it's 2 days later or a day before or whatever. What's your gut on them tomorrow actually pulling the trigger on this vote and getting it done?
Wait a minute. Let me find some dice first. Then I'm going to tell you.
Let me see. Hey, let's go. You know, let's go to Vegas, man. I'll bet you there's a betting line in Vegas on that somewhere, man. You can find it for sure.
I bet you I would never bet on it.
I wouldn't either. But they'll take any fool's money over there. You know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that's all it is. I just don't know if that's going to meet their date. But we're down to 10, 12 days. And if they're saying they want it by the end of the month, I mean, I don't know. They have to wait to the very last day. But we're going to see.
All right. All right, man. I appreciate it. I don't want to take up other people's time. I wish y'all Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. And I do appreciate everything y'all do. And safe holidays to your families, both of y'all.
All right. You too, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 865 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call. And, again, appreciate the nuggets of information that you always share with us. I'm just kind of curious that it's very rare that you guys reschedule a midweek call, the time on it, from the standard time of 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. Anything you are expecting from Iraq that might have prompted you to delay it by an hour?
Well,
if it's personal, we don't need to know. But...
No, I was going to say I could actually make up something, and he said, oh, my God. But unfortunately, I told Ray I was tired. I said, hey, I need to sleep a little bit longer. So we're going to have to move the car back, okay? So that is the honest to God truth. But in doing that, you know what happened?
What?
I got the call with the information. So they gave me the information. And then they said, I'll tell you, they said, don't put this on the call because they're listening to your call. They're going to know I gave you this information. So I said, okay. Because we were going with that. So then I have to figure out exactly what I'm doing because I said, okay, the information matches some of the news articles that are out. But he said, but not at the detail level that I'm giving you. And I said, you're right, it doesn't. So I can't tell you all the detailed information, but I can give you guys enough that you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, actually, I was glad we waited that hour. So I had something, at least I could give you an update from over there. So it worked out in our favor.
Right, indeed. And did they give you any kind of caveat that you may share this more detailed information after such and such has appeared somewhere else? Or is that something that we'll have to wait until Friday's call, presuming that there would be a call on Friday?
I usually try and do that on my own because that is part of our, you know, after somebody else puts it out, then you can put out the details because then at least somebody else knows.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully by the time that happens, we won't care anyway. So.
Right. That would be very, very nice.
Okay.
Clarification, a couple of times throughout the call here, you referenced that something to the effect of announcement of some sort coming through from Iraq, not that it's just going to show up, and you're still holding with that. I want to be sure that I heard that correctly.
There is something that's supposed to happen. Let me see. I'm trying to think how to say it to you without giving not from Iraq, but from another governing body. It's supposed to make some kind of announcement about Iraq. So I'm just going to put it like that, which we're waiting to see that part happen. And then I don't look for a big fanfare or anything as far as globally, but they're going to have to tell the people, hey, this is it, and it's just going to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have to make announcements some kind of way. Okay.
Right. Okay. And just a kind of an observation, if I may, I find it interesting because you made the comment of the new reform should be in place by the end of the year, and hey, that's only 12 days, and I guess that's putting a whole new meaning to the 12 Days of Christmas song. We may come up with a, you know, some sort of lyrics for that that deals with our dinar glasses and the like. So, and with that, sir, let me ring off so that others can come on with their questions. But, you know, for me, it's always the 10 days, adding on that the post-RV for the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project, whenever that may be. So we appreciate it. Again, thanks for all you do and the information that you do share. Most appreciated. Bye-bye.
Okay, let me add this one. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Real quick, guys. They say they want this by the end of the month. They say they want the 2019 budget for it to be activated with that. But we know for the last 4 years, they've waited to about the 7th or 8th of January and tried to do it to make it retroactive to the 1st. And this time they're trying to do it a different way. But it may still end up that same way. I don't know. Now, last year, on the 27th of December, they tried to push it through for it to get there by the end of the year. It didn't work. And then on the first week of January, again, they tried to push it through, and it didn't work. supposedly everything's released this time. We're waiting for the announcement. So once it happens, whatever day they pick, it should be smooth sailing. Okay? All right, Ray, what's next?
732 area code is next.
Good day, gentlemen. A few questions, please. If I wait for the rates later to go up on the NAR4X, by that time I'll be like the third mouse, fourth mouse, you know. Won't I lose some power? Won't that put me with the public street rate later, not the contract rate?
Absolutely.
Oh, so I would just get the NAR when it's higher and not get it early with the contract rate, the first
year. Yeah, and you have to try to decide which one you want.
Yeah.
Because you can't get both, so you'll get one or the other.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. So look at the 4X, and when I'm ready to go, get in there. Okay. The other question is, what is the link to get the copy of the IMF Global Project article that you have, you said you had? I'm having a problem finding that location of getting it.
I don't know what the link
would
is. Ray
know?
We won't know until afterwards. Wait, I just told you I don't know. What do you mean with Ray know?
Oh, okay.
No,
well, okay.
I don't know the Ray. No, I'm just joking. No. we're going to find out afterwards.
Okay.
As we go to the exchange, meet with our bank, and they give us the information.
Oh, okay.
Or my guy who told us about it gives us a link after it. They're not going to give it now and be bombarded by everybody. It's something they will do afterwards.
Yeah, understandably, right. The other thing is, and I wanted to get your opinion, because I was on another conference call, and they sounded very knowledgeable about the ZIM, and they said that it's planned to go, and there's four platforms, and one of the platforms ends December 22nd, and that has nothing to do with what we hold to redeem. So what we got, it's, in their opinion, going to go. But it seems like they're holding back some kind of information to make it a mystery if it's going or not right now. And the reason they said was because the precious metals like gold, silver, and platinum, that'll skyrocket instantly, like tenfold, before ZIM even gets redeemed. So they're holding back, you know, on that. Does that sound right to you? Would that be a good reason to hold the mystery on the ZIM of it actually for surely going or not?
No, it doesn't sound right to you. Yeah.
Oh, it don't sound right to you.
I mean, everybody has their own story. The ZIM itself is nothing. I mean, the value over there, they have, you know, a bunch of resources, minerals, and diamond mine and everything else. They can use all that to hopefully increase the value of their currency, which is nothing right now. The ZIM, an agreement was between the U.S. and the U.S., I mean, the Treasury, and Zimbabwe. Nothing to do with any gold, silver, that. They set a rate based on the business they're going to do in the future, based on what is going on with China and Zimbabwe, Russia and Zimbabwe, U.S. and Zimbabwe, and then trying to get in there. It has nothing to do with the gold, the silver, what's going on in our markets or anything. It's their currency over there. It's their leadership. Again, the deal was made with the last administration because it should have occurred at that time because their economy is different. They just went up 16 points here this month to 31% in their inflation rate. And it keeps going up. It's going to be worse. That's the deciding factor. Their inflation rate over there, the value of their currency versus what we think is going to value it at. The agreement between the U.S. is going to decide if the U.S. is going to take this currency, hold it until they rebuild Zimbabwe, and then say, hey, this was our agreement, and now they can use that money for what they want to use it for. Long as the inflation is going, China right now is trying to print new currency for Zimbabwe. They're like, hey, why would they want to do that? So they can be in control of it. That's why. So they can add the value to it. Because that's not the case right now. If they can get them to do that. Now, it hasn't happened, but that's what they're putting forward. We will print you new currency. Because then we can set the rate for it and you can base it against ours instead of what? The U.S. dollar, like you're doing today. Because you want everybody to say it's equivalent with the dollar, but now you won't even take it from your own citizens because it's worthless. The U.S. got to say that was our goal. The goal was in 18 months, have it at 72 cents, 24 months, have it at $1, equal with the U.S. dollar, even though Zimbabwe says it is now. We all know it's not. They're trying to use it. So, no, that's not a reason. The reason it's going to go is the contract was agreeable. Everybody can see that their economy is making the change like he's planning to. Then it's going to make sense. But what he's doing, I told you guys on Monday, last week, the things that they're putting out right now, it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not the one that's going to exchange or put the money up. It just doesn't make sense what's going on over there. And especially again today, this thing now is up to 31% and it's climbing, not going down. But the U.S., Zimbabwe, whatever's going on in that background, because they're looking at some long-term things. We're just looking at what's going on today. It may still make sense. And the bank is saying they're still going to take it. A guy at HSBC said, we're taking it. I don't care what anybody tells you, we're taking it. So we're going to see what happens.
Well, that's a wonderful explanation. You're quite knowledgeable. I'm going to give these other people your replay number to listen to what you just said. And everybody should be on the same, you know, tune out there. Rather than saying different things, there is a truth to this, and it sounds like you got the truth there, Tony. You explained it well. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, and I'll tell you guys this, too. You know, I'm only telling you from based on the information I'm receiving and what I can perceive through what I read, what I'm receiving, and then what I can see for myself. And it makes sense to me. If it doesn't make sense to anybody else. Some of the other things that I'm hearing and seeing, I don't even know how people come up with those things.
Yeah.
Or are they just sometimes just coming up, you know, for the hype or to get them on their call or whatever it is. But this is what you do. You do exactly what you did with me on any call. Because, you know, a bunch of people come here or you send me questions from somebody else's call. Ask them right then. Explain it to me. Make me understand this because it doesn't make sense. So explain it to me. And, I mean, that's what I would do if I was on their call.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'll go back and straighten it out on many different calls because there is a lot of fake news going around, rumors that they don't even realize, you know, and they're explaining wrong things to the community. But you will get it straightened out, Tony. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Ray.
Ray, still there? Ray might have went to lunch.
Okay, 314, you're on.
Oh, hi. Is that
hey,
me?
There.
Good morning.
Yes.
Wow.
It is.
Great. Thank you so much. First of all, I appreciate both of you, your knowledge, your integrity in what you do, and your dedication. It really means a lot. Okay, here's my question. It has to do, and nobody has brought this up, and maybe it doesn't matter anymore, but on the exchange procedures that were mentioned a while ago, I just wanted to get some clarification, and it could change from the clarification. But what I had was, if you have under $1 million, you go to a designated teller, so you don't have an 800 number to call. If you have $1 million, U.S. dollars, that is into U.S. dollars, to under $10 million U.S. dollars, you also go to the designated teller and ask for a private banker, but still no 800 number to call. That was anyway, and then the $10 million U.S. dollars or above, and the people who have a contract rate, they call the 800 numbers, and they look at a district map to see what district you're in for the 800 number. Okay, that I talked too fast.
Yeah, what did you say? Who said all that? No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Okay. All right. So under $1 million, you walk up
go ahead
to the teller.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's going to be able to do that. I mean, they originally wanted everybody to use the 800 number because every bank is not going to do it. But if somebody has a 10,000 note or 20,000 note and that's all they have, they're going to walk up to a teller. And if the bank can't do it, they're going to direct you to where to go. So one way or another, it's still going to happen. If you have a million or so, you want to go there, the average bank still is not going to be able to take it, but they can put you in control with the private banker. Set
do
an appointment right there and go.
But you have, do you have to call the 800 number to ask for a private banker, or do you go to the teller and have them ask for a private banker?
Everybody can call the 800 number. Everybody can call. Everybody doesn't need to call. Everybody can call the 800 number because they're going to direct you themselves from that point. Okay? So if there's any question, you don't know what to do, just call the 800 number because it will tell you. If you want to move it a little bit faster because your appointments are going to start being spread out, just show up at the bank. I want to, and that's what they don't want, everybody just showing up at the bank. So I got to say that. But the smaller accounts are going to be right. Now, if you're there, you have 100,000, you have a million, whatever it is, you want the contract rate, they're going to have to give you a private banker or they're going to have to make an appointment for you to get that contract rate. So if you really want the contract rate, what should you do?
Contract rate, you call the 800 number and make an appointment.
Just, I don't care what you have. This is what I want. I want to try and get that contract rate. And I need to call the 800 number, right?
Yes. I'm going to say, Tony told me. And then, so for anybody having $10 million U.S. dollars and or more or above, they definitely call the 800 number. But even if
definitely,
you have
because they're not
million,
going to a bank. Yeah. They're going to go to an exchange center somewhere.
And also, the part about putting 50% of it aside, which I agree, because even though it says it's non-taxable, until we see a paper that says it, I'm with you. Put it aside and see what happens. Is it okay then to put it in an interest-bearing account just to get some interest on it while it's in there?
Yes, it is okay.
Put aside.
And guys, during your negotiation, if we don't have this clear, you can say, hey, I'm going to put this 50% over here just for 1 year because I don't know if I got to pay taxes on this. So what do you guys want to give me for a year? I still want my money to be working. I still don't want it to be making a little eighth of a percent, quarter percent, when I could have it all in there together. But this much is only for 1 year because I might need it to pay taxes with. And we tell you there is no tax, so you're not going to need that, then show me and let's go. But if not, I can only do this part for 1 year, so I'm sure I don't have to pay taxes on it, but I still want the highest return that I can get.
Thank you. Excellent.
Right?
Okay, and so let me see what else. I had a whole list, not a list, but a few. Okay, just to clarify then, any under $1 million U.S. dollars, they just go to the bank for a teller. Now, if anybody, because we have some people that we told about it and we told them we'd send them information on it. And so if they have like $1 million or $5 million U.S. dollars, but it's under $10 million, they should just call the 800 number anyway and let them let the 800 number tell them, you know, if they need a private bank.
Where to
or
go.
Not.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Why don't you do something easier? Ray? Hi, Ray.
Hey, why don't you do something easier for those folks?
Okay. Tell them to listen to the call.
Thank you. Yeah. Save yourself some time. Tell them to do exactly what you're doing.
When you make the call, we are calling them on the phone and saying, check your email. And we are sending them an email that says, you listen to this call. But we also had this other information, but listen to the call, and we're going to get the replay number. So they can do that.
Yeah,
but,
it's available 24/7.
Okay, great. I so appreciate that I got on the call. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And
all right, let me tell you this before you go.
Okay.
The fastest way to get thrown out the bank is to say Tony said.
Oh, I was joking.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say Ray said.
Yeah. There you go. That might work for you.
That's right. You say Ray said, that might get you an extra cup of coffee.
Get out of here. Okay.
All right. Thank you so very much.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 205 area code. You were on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
I have been having, this is the second time I've been on the call. I appreciate you taking my call. I was just thinking the other day about the Zim. Does it fall in the category of first, second, third mouth also? Or is just that rate going to be that rate and that's what you get? Or is it going to fluctuate like the others after RV?
I don't know that it's going to, I mean, if it's a viable rate on 4X, it should. But there's no first. I would just get the Zim. The rate is supposed to be what it is, 11 cents. I don't think it's going to go up enough to make a difference if it's even there. Okay, especially not the first 10, 12 days. So
I was just concerned about when I called the 1-800 number, when to make the appointment, should I wait to see, you know, like you guys explained about first, second, third mouth. But, you know, my understanding was just to get my appointment as soon as I could because it was probably going to be what it was going to be. And that's what you think also, correct?
That's what I think. And, guys, this is what I can promise you. Any information we get after this goes live, any, because we're not going to go in. I mean, I'm not going in the first day. I'm not going in until they contact me or whatever. But as long as we can, we know the people. We have the bank resources. We have the other resources. We're still going to tweet out or put some information on the forum or do a call so you guys know where we're at. So if I know something else about the Zim or the Dong or the Dinar and I see where it's headed first couple of days, we can still be in contact with whoever hasn't gone through already and just tell them what we're seeing. Hopefully people who do go in, coming back to the forum, putting in their experiences of what's going on. I know a bunch of people are going to tweet me or email me, and I'm going to be able to share those stories with you guys so everybody knows what's going on, especially during those first 10 days when things are going to be the most volatile, I think.
Okay. Another question. Will there be a contract rate on the Zim? I mean, I know, you know, you tell us to, you know, try to negotiate to the highest of what you can get. But will there be a contract rate on the Zim, or do you just try to negotiate your best deal?
I said doing your best deal, there was a contract rate, the rate on the Zim, as we told people throughout the years, but you had to go through Zimbabwe, through the banks, get all your programs approved. It's about a 90-day process to get that, and it's just something I wouldn't spend 90 days trying to do.
Okay. Do you think the rate would be negotiable for a higher rate? I mean, you tell us, you know, to always try. It never hurts to try.
That's right. Nothing beats a failure but a try. So,
well,
go in there and do it. It depends on how much you have. The more you have, the more room you have to negotiate.
Okay. Well, thank you, and Ray. Appreciate what you guys do. And y'all have
all
a
right.
Blessed one.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
765.
No, we can't do that one. Yeah, we can't do that
765?
One.
765. You straightened out.
That wasn't
765. 765. Okay, 707, you're on.
Good morning, Ray.
Hey.
I have a continuing question about the notices, the notifications that you send out for your calls.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may have gotten mine straightened out. but it involved getting into Twitter and finding that I was locked out, and I finally got past that. So as of this morning, I think I might have gotten it corrected, but one of the things that you mentioned on the last call about this was that there was a step following when I send in the follow the TNT team and I get a message back. I think you mentioned that there was another step after I get that helps me do this. I've been in this for years now, and I've had other times when I've failed to get it, but I've always been able to reestablish a contact. But this time I'm having a heck of a time trying to do it. Is there a step when I get that message back saying you are now following TNT team, is there another step that I'm supposed to go through?
No, once you get supposedly set.
On the last call, did you have to sync your phone? Did you do that?
Well, that's somebody having difficulties. But generally, when you get the instruction, the text message saying you're now following, that's it. But most folks, there's nothing else to do.
I don't know another step to take you to do. Yeah. But on this occasion, I've sent through that message several times and have gotten a response on each time I've sent it through. But each time it still fails to give me the new message. So I don't know what I've done wrong, but you've gotten
in touch with Twitter? You said you got in touch with Twitter and you were on a blockout list or something?
Well, yes, but I think I got that resolved too. I went through and followed the steps they said to purify that. And this has been one of the most, probably the most important time in these 5 years I've been here that I needed the most.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you this, because Ray just brought it up, and I didn't even know you said that. Okay, it's just saying. But Twitter told you were on a block list?
Yes, but I did get past that. I now am, I think I finally this morning got beyond being locked out. And I don't know why I was locked out.
Oh.
I'm going to say, if you're on our block list, that's right. That's it. That's why you can't get back on. That's right.
No, I don't think it wasn't a message. It was from Twitter.
Right.
But I think I got past that.
Okay, but I'm telling you, you didn't. If we blocked you, you were blocked. So unless we remove you off that block list, you can follow it all you want to, but you're not going to get the tweet.
But I have, since I got that, I have received your tweets for today's call.
Yeah?
Okay. Well, you know, now I'm going to go on Twitter and see what they're doing. Because if they're unblocking people that I'm blocking, we're going to have a conversation.
I don't know anything I've done or said.
Well, that's what will get you blocked with me. Because there's some of you that seem to think it's okay to say stupid, ignorant things. Well, we don't need to hear that crap. So, yeah, we're blocking you now. Twitter's saying you got blocked, and they're blocking you. And if it's something
I have no indication.
I'm going to call them and have a conversation with them.
Yeah. No, I have no indication that you blocked me, because I did get this morning a reply saying you are now following, so I got it. I'm just curious as to whether I'm going to continue to get them. That's been my problem.
Well, that's it. Somebody just tweeted that. If you got the tweet this morning, then what is the issue?
That's it, but I've gotten it several times in the last couple of weeks that I've gotten that reply saying that you're now following. But the next time there's a call, I don't get it.
Okay,
but you got
it today, though, right?
At 2 o'clock.
I got it today, yes.
Okay, then you're set.
Well, you're good.
We'll try it again tomorrow.
Okay. Any help would be. But I'd heard someone say, and then I heard one of the ladies with a husband came on after me and said something about that she'd had a problem like that. until she found some kind of a button she pressed, and that ended her problems.
All right. Yep. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Because we only got three ladies with husbands, but I'm sure they'll come on and tell them.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm a husband with a wife.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
well,
sir.
Thanks for your help and thanks for listening to me. And
all right.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. 805, you're on.
Hey, happy holidays, guys. Happy holidays.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
happy
great.
Holidays to you too.
This is the guy that Ray keeps away from old ladies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get you politically correct though. We are Christians, so it's okay to say Merry Christmas to us.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Absolutely. I just
some people use the Happy Holidays because Christ and all that stuff. But we do, say Merry Christmas to me.
Republican rest. that's great. Hey, you got me again, man. I got nothing to say. Merry Christmas and God bless you all. I got it. Now you threw me off, man.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, Ray. Yeah, you guys are wonderful.
Just having some
fun
with you.
A long time ago, we talked about a limit on the dog. And I know that's changed and is going to change and all that. What was that? What was that limit? 50 million, something like that?
That was on the
contract rate. That's right.
But that hasn't changed. We've not received any word that changed.
Okay,
nothing's changed since we were given that information years ago.
Okay, cool. And then what do you guys think is the actual timing for the contract rate? Do you think you can get it in the first 4 days? Or, I mean, I know you don't know. I mean, nobody knows anything in reality of what's actually going to happen. But, I mean, do you think there's going to be a contract rate out there on the fourth day?
I think so I'll tell you guys this. You know, we negotiated the contract rate and how many people would be able to get the contract rate. It was part of We Are the People. And the response that I got and how many people they told me they would share that with, I never told you guys. Because I didn't want it to be the exact number. And we have some people that are going to monitor it, some people in the bank for us, to make sure that it is. But I can tell you the truth. I think it will last the first 10 days simply because a bunch of people have decided they don't want the contract rate because they don't want to sign the NDA, which means it goes further for more people. Now, the fact that they want to give it now to the lower numbers of people is who they want to concentrate on. And those people with 50,000, 100,000 that probably don't even listen to the calls anyway, most of them don't know to ask for it when they go in there. But if they do and they get it, they would just probably sign the NDA anyway because they don't know the ramifications of it or what to do with the money. But I will tell you guys this. Out of 8 million people, 12 million people, whatever it is, if 10% of them get the contract rate, that's a whole lot of people. And it's the first time I'm ever going to say this. I've ever said it, and I say it. What I agreed to during the We Are the People was over 10%. I'm going to tell you guys that right now. So I was very happy with the number that I got because it was, for us, to get that number, everybody who got it, great, especially the number that they gave me, and then everybody else who did first mouth, second mouth, third mouth, everybody should come out a winner regardless. So if you don't get the contract rate for any reason, you do not have to go through with your exchange. You can wait and watch what happens and go back another day. That's not what they want you to do. And if you tell them that, they're probably going to make you an offer because they want to get that transaction done while you're there. They don't want to see you two and three times every time the rate goes up. But that's going to be up to you.
Okay. That's great. That's super. That's the information I wanted to hear. And that's it, except for, you know, God bless your families. And I hope you guys have the greatest Christmas and the happiest of New Year's of your whole life so
okay.
far. So
Thank you.
Far.
Okay. Thank
all
you,
right.
sir.
Take care.
And hopefully we all do. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, really.
All right.
All right.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
303, you are on.
Yes, good afternoon, I can say, to both of you today, yes, since it's afternoon everywhere now.
Yes, good afternoon.
Okay.
I missed out on the opportunity to talk on Monday's call because my phone was messing up, and when I went to talk to you, it disconnected. So, anyway, a couple questions. On Kurdistan, since they normally get the word, you know, 2 days to a week ahead of time, are you hearing from any of you Kurdistan contacts that there's anything that we're hearing that's coming out this week?
Yes, I am. And I shared what I can share with you already and what they're looking for in the time frame. And I put it the best way I could without being specific, because they already asked me not to today, and I know they're listening on the call. So.
No, I'm sure they are, as you said before, they do. Another thought on this is Kurdistan, what you're hearing from the folks there, are they pretty upset about this pending Syrian withdrawal by the U.S. troops?
No, I haven't discussed that at all. But if you want to talk about it, guys, and there's some back and forth going on right now, intelligence with Congress and Vice President Pence, and, you know, I mean, I know we're talking about the Dinar and everything else, but I'm going to say this. And it's not political. It's more as a United States citizen, not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, but as a U.S.
No,
citizen. Okay? So we've gone over to Syria. Our goal was to stop Assad from killing his own people, from chemical gases, everything else, which why Syria was the only country we decided to do that when all these dictators are all around the world. I do know why, because we're trying to get serious. But even now, we have, you know, U.S. forces still over there. Yesterday, they ran 47 bombing missions against ISIS. 47. Destroyed all these structures, headquarters, and why are we doing 47 bombing missions if the war against ISIS is over? Why are we having gun battles? If the war is over, we shouldn't have done any bombing missions for weeks or months. Why is General Duffer talking about it's going to be weeks and months, and then we have to build some stability in there to make sure they don't come back? And then, I mean, he just said this 3 days ago, and today we're pulling all the troops out. I mean, who does that make sense to?
None at all. And he also said 3 days ago that there's still 30,000 ISIS troops there.
Yes, he did. I agree with you. All we're doing, guys, unfortunately, is pulling our troops out the way so Russia and Assad can complete their mission of taking over the rest of the country, and they can do it without our soldiers interfering, which means then what? They got free reign to do whatever they want, any kind of way they want, and just go right to it. Because that's what's happening the moment we do that. We've given them back everything that we've worked the last 8 years, our country's worked to accomplish. The whole reason that we were trying to get him out of there, the whole, even if we look at it, the violation of human rights and everything else, and killing of unarmed people, and that's who we're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, we just say, let it be. That's just a perspective as an American citizen, not, and as a veteran, I got to say that, not a Republican or Democrat.
No, I see it the same way, Tony. When I'm an independent and I served 22 years in the military and served in the first Gulf War, I can't see why we would abandon all the work that our soldiers have done, lost limbs, paralysis, their lives, everything else, just turn it over back over to that situation again, and it's going to flare right back up again, and that's not going to help Kurdistan.
It's not going to help anybody. But, again, what was the purpose of we just going to walk away and say, hey, now bomb away, Russia come on in, Syria come on in, do what you want to do. There's more to this than what you're seeing and what you're hearing about. But
okay,
we'll see
on a more positive
it all come out in the wash. Okay.
Prayerfully, yes. One thought for you. Since we'll try to end on a happier note, any news from Winston? How's he doing? And is he ready for this too?
He's doing fine. Pam's doing fine. Everybody's just waiting. So hopefully, if it's all over, I mean, we'll all get back together. But right now, you know, we just put Tony's head on the chopping block. So it's okay.
Merry Christmas to you. I hope you don't get on the chopping block. None of us want to be there. And after all, we do want to enjoy this when it happens, correct?
That's right. Definitely do. Okay, thanks.
All right, God bless you both.
All righty,
all right,
thank you.
Have a great day.
951, Eric Hood, you are on. 951. 951. Okay, 972.
972.
Hey, Travis.
How to do?
972.
All right.
Wait, he's saying something. Oh, hey, good morning.
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
We can hear you.
All right. Well, Tony, I'm glad you got an extra hour of rest today. We got delivered a little bit of a 10-digit number in advance of that. I didn't get it all down, though, dadgummit.
My number?
I don't know whose number it is, but it was broadcast across the nation. I didn't get all the numbers. Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Okay. Oh, Ray, you mean Ray did that again? He did it again?
I don't know who did that. I'm not accusing. I just had an interesting set of numbers there, and I couldn't write them all down fast enough.
Mm. Now, right.
But you may get some new friends after today.
Okay. Yeah, it's all right. Everybody got my number anyway, believe me. I get phone calls and texts all day long.
Yes. Well, you were referencing several things that have happened over last year and the year before and several years. I can identify with those. Probably most on the call can. But I guess we're all under the impression that so many things have changed and have shifted gears, and we've got a new prime minister, and we've got other pressures, international, that surely it will happen this time. And I think that's what you've been trying to communicate, that surely it'll happen this time.
You know, every year they try to do it with what they had, okay? So at the day and point of time where they were. Let's see if it'll go through. Let's see if it'll go through. Because it's always about, will the U.S. let us do it? Will they not veto it? And every time U.S. says, you haven't done enough, you haven't done enough, now we need you to do this. I told you guys a long time ago, that was part of negotiating anyway. I want you to do 10 things, okay? In our negotiations, I'm going to tell you, when you do these two, I think we're ready to go. But as soon as you get those two accomplished, what do I say? Oh, wait, we got two more things, so I need you to do these. Because it's easier to get people, especially when they don't know, to concentrate on two things and get them accomplished than for me to give them all 10 things at one time. Say, this is what you need. Because as soon as they have a problem in one area, they forget the rest. I'm not doing that because I can't even figure this out. So they give it to them a little bit at a time. And that's what Iraq has been going through. They've been doing what they've been told, doing what they've been told, and saying, let's go, let's go. And we've been saying, wait, now you got to do this. Now you got to do that. And we're looking at it. We're looking at it ourselves to see, we're looking at it at ourselves and thinking, that's it. But here's the other thing. You don't know what you don't know until you know it, right? So we always say, everything's done. Everything they said to do is done. Oh, but there's something else. They had another list. Well, they had this or that. We're looking at right now everything we could possibly see and they've been told has been accomplished. They're international. They have all the banking laws in place. I mean, they have security. They're stable. All the other countries are ready to come in. And we keep saying, what else could it possibly be? And now they've been using the ministers as an excuse to drag it out this far. And then today, they got those three ministers. Now they got to replace two more. They're going to vote on all five of them tomorrow. So they're going to say, you know, it wasn't the Minister of Defense or Interior. It was now these guys, and we got to get them done. Because they could have been did the six, because there was only two that was questionable. So now it's two more. So now it's four of them. They just keep doing those back and forth. But as we look right now, everything that they have accomplished, everything the world is looking at, they are ready to go as soon as it's announced. That's what they're being told themselves. Look for it to happen a couple of days after the ministers are announced is what we're looking at. So we're going to see. We're in the best position we've been in 10 years. 10 years, right?
Yes. I certainly agree with that, and that's probably the most concise explanation I've heard. It confirms, at least in my mind, what I've experienced over this time, the logic of it, because each time it would come up, I've got a group of about 300 people I stay generally in touch with on this subject, and I give out information that I get from you, and that's my caveat. I say, you know, I can't tell you anything firsthand. I'm telling you what was told to me. So I understand your position, but it looks like that indeed, unless there's another short list that has to take place, that what you just described has taken place. I wake up every morning with an expectation. Where am I? Trying to figure out what I've got to do today, and then I wonder if it'll come today. So the last few weeks, that's been more and more a consistent pattern, and we're all hoping for it. I'm in no way discouraged. I buy every chance I get. But I know it is one of those things that, as you said, you don't know until you know. So thank you so much for that information, that explanation. And I'll go with our fella out of Philly. Remember to keep in mind your denomination, your information, your procrastination, my grandpa's filling station. Let's get this thing done.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right.
All right, Ray.
All right, Tony. Let's wrap up.
All right, guys. Basically, what we said. Oh, what we said.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Waiting on the ministers. I mean, it's all been an excuse, you know. It don't take 6 weeks every time to say, are you going to change the name or not? Because we knew Sadar was never going to let it go through. We knew the Kurds were never going to let it go through. So it was all a front of trying to get us to a certain date and time. So hopefully we are there. Everything's done. Everybody says it has nothing to do with Iraq, what they're doing, because it's done. We still have to release it, give them that date. So the day when the U.S. says, okay, it's ready to go, they're going to announce the ministers. 3 days after that, 4 days after that, we're going to see an RV and we're going to be ready to go. They're saying they want to do it by the end of the month. I'm saying, okay, it's either going to happen by the end of the month or it's going to happen within the first 2 weeks of January. Either way, I know, because they can't stretch it out any longer than that. I'm hoping it happens right now. I want to have, like you said, the best Christmas of my life. Because that's when it should happen, this quarter, like they said, before the end of the month. I'm not stressing it every day, because every day I see it was delayed, 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 the ministers trying to get to where they want. And now instead of next Tuesday, they moved it back to Thursday. We're going to see what happens tomorrow. As soon as I find out, you will know, and we'll go from there. But I'm happy. I'm excited, because I know it is finally coming to an end. One way or another. All right. All right. You guys have a super fantastic day. And unlike Ray, I'm going to tell you, happy holidays to all, just in case you don't make the next call. But if you do, we'll be here. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. Keep believing.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe
God's gonna do it.
Yes, your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
About your future.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.